25. And I always find, Kanye West, Runaway.
What's this?
Kanye West, Runaway.
With my shit just way too low.
Yep.
Okay.
Number 25.
Wow. And again, of all Kanye songs, they chose Runaway.
24 should be number one. Mind out in a car. This is the greatest song ever written. The Beatles, A Day in the Life. Just the things they put into the song is amazing. Number,
right.
Number 23. David Bowie.
Oh, that's good. Okay. I like David Bowie. Again, there's better Bowie songs, but okay, fine. I'll take it.
Number 22, The Ronettes, Be My Baby.
Okay, at least women, I'm happy. Vaginas are singing, I'm happy.
Phil Spector is the one who made this song. He did 42 takes before he was satisfied.
He's that batshit guy who murdered somebody or something, right?
Batshit guy, but he was
went to prison.
Brilliant at what he did. And okay. The background vocals done by a young Cher.
Oh, God, Cher is in this? That's interesting.
Who knew it? I'll give you three. So, number 21, Billie Holiday, Strange Fruit.
Oh, God, my mother used to play Billie Holiday around the house when I was growing up. This was her favorite artist.
Strange lyrics, black bodies swinging in the southern breeze,
ooh.
Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees.
Wow. I can't say I know this song, but I know that my mother loves Billie Holiday, and she would be out at my house.
Yeah, number 21. Number 20, Robin. Number 20, think about that. Number 20 is Robin.
What? That's very interesting. I mean, it's a good song, but top 20 songs of all time? All right, that's a glitch.
Number 19.
How do you have Robin and then John Lennon?
Back to back.
Back to back, and tell me this is the greatest of all time.
Yeah, this is an anthem. I still can't breathe when this song plays. Top 18 now.
Okay, I'm down with this.
Yes. We brought you back.
I want to sway back and forth and put my arms over my head. I want to throw my hands in the air like I just don't care.
It's almost rock, it's almost gospel, it's almost country, all wrapped in one.
It's true.
Number 17 should be higher. Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh. You know, when you step back from all the jokes made about this song and all the movies it's been in and stuff like that, and you just listen to the song, it really is quite brilliant. Because so many things happen in this. It's like seven songs mushed into one, but it works.
It has 180 vocal parts.
Wow. See?
All right, top 16. You ready for number 16?
I am.
See if you agree.
Crazy round now. Yep, 100%.
Top 100 songs of all time. Number 16, Beyonce. Featuring Jay-Z, Crazy.
Yeah, my bae.
So there you go.
Crazy in Love. That's perfect. Yes.
Number 15, it did start a revolution.
Oh my God.
But
this song's the worst.
It started a revolution. Okay, number 14.
But hang on a minute. This is not the most historic music. This is supposed to be the best songs of all time. And, you know, I'm not a Beatles fan, but even I recognize there are better Beatles songs than I Want to Hold Your Hand. I mean, that's no different than any other stupid boy band song. I'm just saying.
I know, but that song started the little girl screaming.
Day in the Life, Eleanor Rigby. It's not about history. It's about the greatest song of all time. The greatest song.
I would put it there. Number 14, The Kinks.
As long as I gaze up.
Waterloo Sunset.
What? I've never heard of this.
I've never heard this.
This song sucks.
All right. Number 13. The Stones, Give Me Shelter. We talked about this the other day.
Okay, good. Now, earlier when you said the Rolling Stones, I think Gimme Shelter is the best Rolling Stones song.
Yeah, this is the one that features Mary Clayton that we talked about a couple of weeks ago.
Right, which she's singing in the background when she was pregnant, she lost the baby.
So it made number 13. Number 12, he wrote it, didn't want to release it. He wanted to give it to somebody else, but Berry Gordy made him release it. Stevie Wonder, Superstition. 13-month-old
baby. This is a great song.
He wanted to give it to Jeff Beck, but Berry Gordy said, no, save it for yourself.
It's good that he forced him to do it because it was a huge hit for him and it really defined him in a lot of ways.
Number 11, I agree. The Beach Boys, Only God Knows.
Ugh. I can't stand the Beach Boys.
I love this song. We're in the top 10 now. Number 10 will blow your mind. You ready?
Really? I'll get Outkast again. That's shocking.
Yeah. Number 9.
Okay. Oh, it's having a little bit of a renaissance right now, so I see why they put it on the list.
Fleetwood Mac Dreams.
This one. This song is now, everybody listens to it, has so many downloads because of the guy. This is a song that the guy did the TikTok to where he was on his skateboard drinking ocean spray.
One person wrote it, Stevie Nicks.
Kidding.
No. Such a great song. Number 8.
Hello. People sing around.
Now
people
yes, around. Thank you. Now people jump around. Thank you, Rolling Stone. Get your freak on. It's a doom and now.
Number 8.
Get your freak on.
Best song of all time. Get your freak on.
You know how I feel about Missy. That's my girl.
Number 8 all time.
This is my favorite song. Get your freak on. Get your freak on. I will get my freak on, Missy Elliott.
A lot of females so far that we were
noticing. I'm very happy about that.
Number 7, I guess this is the highest rated Beatles song, Strawberry Fields.
Ugh, how boring.
Great song. Number 6, we're now in the top 6.
Don't punish me with brutality.
Hey!
Marvin Gaye, What's Going On?
Yes! So you can see. Bring it! I say yes to this.
Wow, this couldn't be higher, but top 6.
There's a lot going on, Mr. Marvin Gaye. Thank you for asking.
Number 5 on the list.
Thank you. I was going to ask you if Nirvana made the list. I love that it's this high up, too.
Number 5.
Yes. That's good. Listen, you like to talk about history. That song really defined a generation. I mean, that song was really important. It was the first time that the Gen X vibe was written about and sung about, that collective apathy, you know what I mean? Like, that was the first time that it was put into music. It was nice for Gen X to have songs that they can own and music they can own that they felt defined them, because prior to that, there really wasn't anything.
Number 4 now, you gotta put a Bob Dylan song in there.
So proud about having to be scrounged.
He was 24 when he made this song.
Okay.
And for somebody young to write with this type of...
Yeah,
that's what blew people.
That's an iconic song. I say yes to that. Okay.
Number 3, Sam Cooke. A Change Is Gonna Come.
It's been too
hard. I don't know this song.
Yeah, you do.
But
I don't. I love Sam. I've heard of Sam Cooke. I know Sam Cooke. But I don't know that I know this song. I don't think I do.
Yeah, it's a great song.
I mean, where's Al Green?
You ready? Number 2, best song of all time.
Wow.
Public Enemy.
Yes.
Fight the Power.
Listen to If this is number two, then the message has to be number one.
Now, the message is 150 or something, but...
Okay.
But yeah, Public Enemy will be studied in 100 years.
Oh yeah, this is really important music, and it's an important song.
Right.
And it's reverberating all these years later. Yeah, the fact that Rolling Stone was smart enough to put that as the number two greatest song of all time is really fucking woke.
Number one... Aretha,
okay.
Respect.
Yes. Okay.
See, you don't hate the list.
I don't hate the list.
You have to respect the list.
And the fact that a female is number one, I respect that.
Yeah, your fight is no longer valid.
It's no longer valid. Finally.
She is number one. She beat everybody. She beat the Beatles. She beat the Stones. She's it. She's number one.
Yeah, she's it. Okay, that I do agree with. But I want to know, where's Amy Winehouse and where's Salt-N-Pepa?
Amy Winehouse is on here. I saw that. I don't know.
Was she down like the hundreds or something?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of like number 190 and NWA. Space Oddity by David Bowie, 189. So, I mean, these songs are great songs.
Yeah, they're great songs. Yeah.
But there's just so many great songs.
It's just weird the top 10 contain a couple of songs that we've never heard and never heard of. That's the only weird thing about it, that it was... I see you want to put artists on that are you feel are iconic or songs that matter to somebody. So put them in the top 20, the top 50, but to put them in the top 10 for your audience is weird.
Number 178. I just can't get enough,
guy. Just always wow. Billie Eilish. See, now, okay. Time magazine said that Billie Eilish is one of the most influential people of all time. Remember, we just talked about how she was the youngest co-chair ever of the Met Gala this week.
Right.
And they have her so low on the list. It says that they don't really get her yet.
I know, but bands around her. Don't ever
set me free. Right. I see what you're saying. By your
side. You know, these are iconic songs. She's great at what she does.
Yes.
But is she Louis Armstrong, What a Wonderful World? And I
think right. to myself, yeah.
You know. What a wonderful world. And there's a lot of songs behind her that are just amazing songs. And
right, that's a good point. So 190 on a list of 500 top songs is that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I mean, you beat Purple Haze. You beat,
right,
you know, Joni Mitchell, Faces, Beastie Boys, Pavement, Eleanor Rigby.
Pavement is even on that list?
Yeah, what's up with that?
You're kidding.
Pavement, Summer Vibe. That's Summer Vibe. Hate Pavement. It's the worst band ever.
I didn't realize that they were an important enough band to be in the top 500.
But she didn't beat, or she beat. Come on.
Right.
Dance.
Well, this is more of a novelty song. I'm surprised that made the list.
Number 240. Tell me why ain't nothing.
Are you serious? That's hilarious. Oh my God.
It started a huge thing.
Yeah, you're right. It was like boy bands after that. Well, I think the Beatles were the first boy band, but yeah, I agree. I've been
watching you like the 238 Aaliyah. So
wow.
Great song. I promise
you. I'm glad they included this. Yeah, she was an important artist.
And Supremes, Delight. I mean, all these. My generation, Billie Eilish beat Whitney Houston.
Billie Eilish beat the Who.
She beat Whitney Houston at 231.
She beat Whitney Houston. Holy crap.
Yeah, so even though she's low on the list.
She's still higher. She's still better than Whitney Houston, according to Rolling Stone.
She beat Beyonce at 221.
No, Beyonce is in the top 10.
No, I'm saying this song.
Yeah.
This is 228. Respect to be... at 228.
Right.
But and 223.
Dear Slim, I wrote you, but you still ain't calling. I left my cell, my pager, and my home phone at the bottom.
Eminem and Dido.
Yep.
Does she get credit for songwriting there? Or is that just a sample?
No, she wrote it.
Oh,
Marshall,
she did. Okay.
Dido, and Paul Herman all wrote it.
Pee Wee Herman?
I guess. She beat Wilson Pickett.
Oh, yes, I am.
She beat Stevie Nicks.
I will say this. You know who's going to have a real problem with this list? The country music people, and I'll tell you why. Because they are shunned constantly on these lists. Unless there's a list of the top country songs of all time, they're not acknowledged in the top songs of all time. There's rarely any country music. You didn't even play me any Johnny Cash there.
You didn't give me
something that was like country adjacent.
There is Johnny Cash and there's Glenn Campbell. You know, there's things like that. There's Britney Spears made 2 out of 5. So that's pretty good.
Yeah. Not her best song, but okay.
Yeah, for where she is, your song. Or there you go. Ring of Fire. Johnny Cash 201.
But they have a lot of current music on there. My guess is they don't have a lot of current country artists.
Because I hate to tell you, but current country music is crap.
Well, in your opinion, but you know, they're obviously making a lot of money and people love them. My point is, they have too much Kanye and not enough country. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, you can't make everybody happy. I get it. But they played a lot of like iconic rock songs. They don't have any new rock music. There's alternative bands that people really love, like the 1975 or whatever. You know what I mean? That deserve to be on this list.
As long as you want it.
195.
Okay. Was Patsy Cline?
Yeah. Written by a 28-year-old rookie named Willie Nelson.
You'd leave me.
Oh my God.
For somebody new.
Wow. I never knew he wrote that for Patsy Cline. That's interesting. I love the history behind some of these.
Yeah, so that's the great thing about all these is
yeah.
They're written. 184. Written by Prince.
Right.
Great song, 184. So.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'd like to go through the whole list and see how I feel about it. And you know.
I told you we needed to take like a Saturday and take 20 songs at a time and read every single thing about every song and play them.
And just do like different segments. So one segment is just number 500 to 450.
Right. And Dusty Springfield makes 168, and we talk about Aretha Franklin passed on this song. It's Son of a Preacher Man. And Aretha
said this made Dusty Springfield's career.
And Aretha didn't want to do it.
Right, but this made her career. And my generation, like, I know this song because it was in Pulp Fiction.
Right.
Otherwise, I would have, you know, a lot of the music that I know from yesteryear is because it was featured in the right movies at the right time, you know, and you're like, wow, that song. And now every time I hear it, it reminds me of like whatever scene, you know, whatever movie it was in, the scene from the movie.
No, 167.
Look.
So Eminem makes this list a couple of times.
One shot.
That's good.
So, yeah, so we need to do that and go through
Mom's Spaghetti.